Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure, as always. And I'm very happy to say that our good friend Karen Cortell Reisman is here, ladies and gentlemen. Karen is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is one of the top communication experts on the planet. She is the author of a number of books, including The Naked Truth About Giving Speeches, including The Naked Truth About Selling, and others. She's got a number of CDs and DVDs, I think, out on how to communicate, how to make sure that you get your message across. And she's here many times. She joins us many times during the year to help us so that we can benefit from her points, her tips, her perspectives, and her wisdom. And she's our good friend Karen Cortell Reisman. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning. It's great to be there.
It's good to have you here, as always. And she's also, folks, as I like to remind you, she's also a cousin of Albert Einstein. And the genes transferred completely, ladies and gentlemen.
Jim, I often tell you that I really did inherit just his hair texture.
Oh, you have beautiful hair. I've seen your hair. Come on. But I don't. You don't wear ties for belts.
No, I don't. I also wear socks where he never did.
Okay. Well, sometimes I don't wear socks, so I think that's a sign of intelligence.
There you go.
Hey, Karen, one of the things, a lot of times people, when they think about communicating, they think about, okay, I'm going to make a sale, I'm going to give a speech, I'm going to, you know, convince a child to take one more bite of peas, whatever the communication. We think about those kinds of things. But sometimes the information that we have to impart is unfortunate. Sometimes it's not a happy news.
It's difficult news.
Yeah.
What I wanted to concentrate on this program is on how to communicate the hard stuff. And I wanted to begin with a fabulous quote about a very difficult situation. It was about the Sichuan earthquake disaster, and this quote showed up in the Shanghai Daily. And the author of the quote was a person named Wang Yang. And here's the quote. In times of great danger and distress, staying calm is important. And the best way to calm an emotional public is to tell what you know and don't know. If the media or the government doesn't disclose these facts to the public in a timely manner, misunderstanding will grow, feeding unjustified anger and fear. So what I wanted to do today is to dissect that quote, and I have four thoughtful pieces of advice for all of us about how to communicate difficult things from this one quote. And what I feel the first part about this quote is, number one, he said, stay calm. Number two, tell what you know. Number three, tell what you don't know. And number four, be timely. And that's what we want to talk about this morning.
Well, I'm glad you do, because, you know, there are those kinds of conversations going on right now on many levels. Some of them are happening, you know, at all times, any time of the year, any particular year. But in an economy where sometimes people get laid off, where customers have to say, I'm going to cut back or whatever, these kinds of things have to happen. One of the things that I tell my employees, Karen, is I can handle the information, whether it's good information or negative information, whether it's happy news or sad news. I can handle the information. I just must have the information.
In a timely manner. And
yeah.
What this comment was about, of course, is the how the government was not keeping the people informed, especially those that lost children.
Right. As if it would go away.
Schools. And it escalated the anger and the fear and the emotion to a point where it could have been handled in a better way. It was a like I said, it's difficult stuff, and there's no easy way to share difficult information. But I do feel that these four steps can help us. And you're right. Thank God we don't have earthquakes up and down, you know, today.
Right.
But we all have our little mini earthquakes, as you just said, mm-hmm. whether it's right now with the tumultuous economy or just at any time when there's difficult information.
Well, so see what happens. What happens? One of the things I'd like to do is what happens though in these cases, and we're going to go to those tips when we come back after these
sure.
messages. What happens is that people get the idea that or the employees or whoever's involved in this thing, they know more than you think they know, folks, and they start building things way out of proportion. And that's what happens in businesses. I've seen this many times.
It's 20 tail. The gossip stuff.
Exactly. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Right back after these messages. 20 tails. Stay with us.
I get up and nothing gets me down.
Welcome back. A little Van Halen bringing us back. We're jumping back into our segment here, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. The first one is where you can find all the things we do here, the show and the articles and the archives and the Brain Trust and the newsletter and the blog, etc., etc. Thousands, literally thousands of pieces of information. In text form, in audio form, available. I don't know how we could make it easier for you folks. We have everything in categories so you can find the topic that's on your mind and go find something that's on your mind on our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Something that will help you, something one of my Brain Trust members have said will help you there. And also, don't forget our knowledge base, askjim.biz, where you get small business answers. Now, Karen Cortell Reisman has made many deposits on our websites, and for that, Karen, we thank you very much. We're talking about communicating difficult information, and Karen, you're using an example of a country, the country of China, not government of China, not doing a good job of communicating to them. But I want to make sure, folks, that you know we apply the things that Karen is going to talk to us about. We apply them to our own businesses and our own lives. Maybe whether we're communicating to our employees, maybe a customer, maybe a vendor, maybe to our families. What do you think, Karen?
Absolutely. So let's go over these four concepts that were brought out in that article. And the first one is to stay calm. If you're the giver of difficult information, the minute you lose your temper, Jim, you have lost. So in times of great stress, I want our listeners today just to take a deep breath. That old adage of counting to 10, there's a real reason mm-hmm. that this saying is still around, as cliche as it is. So metaphorically, step back and silently count to 10, and then keep
take
your
a
voice
deep breath.
Steady.
Now, it's not just anger, Karen. It could be hysteria. It could be becoming over-emotional or whatever. And I'll tell you something, Karen. Many times in my operation, I do my best to figure out a way. I don't put things off. If they need to be done, they need to be done. But if I have the opportunity to sleep on a decision, I do my best to find a way to sleep on it.
That's
just
right.
Just one night. That's all I need, one night.
That's right. That, in fact, is the fourth item on the list is to be timely.
We'll talk about that in a minute. Go ahead.
Okay, the second one, tell what you know. Even if this is difficult, you got to state the facts up front. And your listener, your audience will respect you for this, even if not immediately. I mean, they will want to know the information. So that's number two.
I was just going to say... In an example of in a business, if the economy in your area, you know, this is the weirdest economic year I remember, Karen. I mean, I've lived through, my first recession was 1969. So, I've been through, this isn't my first rodeo, but this is the weirdest one because it's not the same for everybody. The only thing that's consistent for everybody is gas prices and food prices. I mean, basically, and maybe your house's values are going down, but most, you know, we still have a lot of people working, so your economy, your personal economy may not be that bad, but if things are slow, you know, maybe you need to tell, okay, folks, nobody's going to lose their job, but we aren't going to have to, we aren't going to have any more overtime. Or tell a vendor, you know what, I'm not going to stop doing business with you, but I think I don't want to, you know, I don't want to make the same commitment I've made to you in the past. You know, whatever it might be, give them the information. Let them know what you're thinking. It's always a good thing.
Right, right. Then number three is the opposite side of number two. Tell what you don't know. You don't know everything. And I'm going to use an example. I do a lot of work in the dental arena. And let's just say I'm working with a dentist. I would say be honest with your patient. You don't know how long, you really don't know how long the whatever you're doing in their mouth, the veneers or the crown, will really last. You have a good idea. You have data. You have averages. But tell them what you know, and then tell them what you don't know. Tell them that there's some things that you're not, that you are not in the know about. And so that needs to come out as well.
Well, let me tell you how that manifests to a customer. If you tell a customer, we'll have this, I'm sorry this happened, ma'am, we'll have this fixed by Wednesday or Thursday. Well, let me tell you something, folks. They didn't even hear Thursday.
They heard only Wednesday.
All they heard was Wednesday.
Right.
And so what you should have said was, I hope to have this done no later than Thursday. And if you get it done on Wednesday, then you look like a hero.
Exactly. In fact, I'm giving a presentation in a little while down the road, and they just called yesterday and said, we would like to have your course description, your synopsis now. And I said, I will get it to you early next week.
Mm-hmm.
And so it leaves some leeway, but I didn't nail it down to exact moment so that I can come out successful with this situation.
Right. You know, another thing you might could do, and I'm just thinking about practical applications, a different way to think about this particular piece of information, tell what you don't know, maybe is to ask them what do you think would be reasonable?
Mm-hmm.
They might give you 5 extra days. You never know.
Right.
But it's the same thing with employees, Karen. You know, if there's something going on in the business, just try to give them the proper information, so that you don't get yourself into a box. And that's what happens, because I'll tell you, whatever you tell an employee or a customer, that will be etched in their mind, and when you go beyond that time, you're in trouble. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Karen Cortell-Reisman. Karen, give us your website, please.
The first one is speakforyourself.com, and the second one is lettersfromeinstein.com.
All right. We're going to talk about that a little bit more when we come back after these messages. More to come. 10 till. Stay with us. Little Marshall Tucker from the Marshall Tucker Band, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Karen Cortell-Reisman. Karen, your websites are outstanding, and I want you to give them to us again. I know you have two, and I also want you to tell us, I know you've been working on some new offerings that I want you to tell the audience about, too.
Thanks. The first website is Speak For Yourself, F-O-R. And the second website is Letters from Einstein, which is all about my keynote that I use personal letters Einstein wrote to my family because he's a family relative. And this message is all about hope, resilience, and lingerie. You'll just have to hear it.
Hope, resilience, and lingerie, folks. That's the hat trick as far as I'm concerned.
It really is. It's been a really neat offering. And just recently, I produced two new DVDs. I have two books, and the two DVDs, one is on Speak for Yourself. It's a one-hour program, and the other one is Letters from Einstein on DVD.
Okay.
And they're both fabulous.
And they can find those at
my websites, either one.
Either one. You can find them at both of them. Okay, so speakforyourself.com and lettersfromeinstein.com. So check those out, folks. And thank you for that, Karen. Okay, now, let's quickly, the four steps to making sure you get information out, difficult information out quickly. First one is?
Stay calm.
Second?
Tell what you know.
Third is?
Tell what you don't know.
And the fourth, which is
be
where we
timely.
Are.
Be timely.
Be timely.
That one is, that concept is as much a blessing for you as it is for the listener. And if you need to deliver difficult information, say some negative feedback for someone, or you have to transition someone off your team, or letting that stuff drag out is difficult. It's difficult for you, and it's also difficult for the person receiving the information. Although I do agree with you, if you get one night to sleep on the information,
if it's possible,
sharing it, then that is a great thing as well.
The only reason for sleeping on it, folks, is not to put it off. I'm not going to cut you any slack on that. The reason to sleep on it is amazing. If I could say one lesson, Karen, one life lesson that I've learned that's been the most valuable to me, it's that whenever I have something, an idea, I am much more clear-headed about it the next day. Whenever I'm writing a letter to somebody, an important letter, if I'm doing a proposal, or if I'm putting anything together at all, I try to have it ready the day before I need to send it, so that I can sleep on the final version and wake up the next morning and look at it one more time, if I can do that. But there's one thing though that I think about tough information. I would say to myself, I don't know if this is going to go over good or bad or really bad, but either way, I want it over with.
Well, what you've just said is so true, and it goes back to the first item on the list, is to stay calm. And if we do have the ability to sleep on a situation, then we will be able to be calmer and not let our emotions run the show.
Right.
And we need to keep our emotions in check when we do this type of thing.
And you know, Karen, I've actually had situations where I thought I needed to deliver tough information, and I didn't put it off, but I did say, okay, I have the ability to sleep on it. The next morning, one or two things would happen. I would realize that I had overreacted. I didn't have to do it the way I thought I was going to have to do it, or the thing resolved itself without me doing anything.
That's true. And
now I'm not cutting anybody slack. I'm not trying to say that you know some things have to be dealt with. But I really like the stay calm thing. I think that may be the pivot point of this whole thing. What do you think?
I agree.
Yeah. All right. What else?
I was just going to say that I have an example of when my mother was very, very sick and in the intensive care unit, and of course they were always giving us difficult information.
Right.
I learned as a listener to know when I did and did not want to hear difficult information. So that's something else I just want to leave our audience with. I knew that at very late in the afternoon or very late in the evening, I didn't want to hear bad stuff because it would keep me from sleeping myself. So even if you're the listener, you might also be able to help control the situation. Be the one, if you know, if you think something's coming back to you in a difficult data or difficult stuff, know when it's best for you also. Say, let's meet in the morning, or let's meet, when is your best time? If you think you're going to have to hear bad stuff, figure out when it would be the best time for you as well.
Right. Well said. Karen, give us the websites one more time.
SpeakForYourself.com and LettersFromEinstein.com.
Karen Cortell Reisman, ladies and gentlemen. Karen, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for the good information. We're looking forward to next time already.
Thanks, Jim.
Karen Cortell Reisman, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back, I promise. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.